Don't fuck with me right now. I'm so high right now, bro.
I just got the Keanu.
It's like, count off!
Shut up!
Five! Fuck! Let's start over!
Yeah. What's going on, guys? And this is the Floating Island Podcast. All right. As always, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, month, year, and you guys just loving life. I have today with me, I have Keandra.
Hey.
And Kevin.
Hello there.
And then, for his second time appearing on this, is Abe.
Woo!
And his wife, Mary Jane. It's just Jane. But
Mary Jane.
It's just Jane. But I was just shouting out
to
Mary
throw
Jane.
You off. It's
just to throw you
off.
Off. Because she has a Y into her name to throw people off.
We won't tell you where the Y is.
Nope.
Yep.
You have to guess.
It's a floating Y.
It's a floating Y. Yes. So. On that. What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? I know we were earlier talking about alien
the Grays.
All that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Alien stuff during the
For real. Yeah, it's
for real.
What
huh?
What are they doing?
What do you mean?
The aliens?
The
yes,
aliens?
Right now.
Oh,
what are they
the
doing?
Aliens? I was more like bringing it up.
No,
all right,
saying,
what's up?
No, no. If they were, what would
they're
they
watching?
We're
are
asking.
They, are they?
I'm talking to Brett the whole
time.
Oh yeah, Kevin is an alien,
Kevin,
guys.
James. They don't like, they think you're disparaging them, so, yeah. She's my friend, she's okay.
Just.
All right, oh, you're, okay, we're cool, okay, they're cool.
What do they prefer to be called?
I can't say it in our,
like,
our vocal cords.
Them,
our, yeah,
you know?
It's not even, yeah. They,
it's, to throw us off, they like to be called the Grays.
We just call them the Grays.
You call them the Grays?
The Grays, yeah.
Oh, that's
it. You heard of Grey's Anatomy?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
That makes sense because they like. Like
you heard of the show Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
Have you heard Fifty Shades of Grey?
Aliens. Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey? Another. It's not alien conspiracy. These guys are in Hollywood. For
yeah.
Sure. Big time.
Okay, yes, if aliens were on Earth, yes, I believe they'd probably be controlling, like, Hollywood and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
No.
But wait, why? Wait, no, wait,
so.
Why? Why would aliens want to control Hollywood?
Care.
Yeah, why would they
care?
Actually, yeah,
they
that's
got bigger
a
fish to fry than Hollywood.
Subliminal.
Yeah.
And they're
weapons,
gonna.
But,
like, blowing up planets and stuff?
Hey,
I think they're worried about
we're,
that.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
One day we will be extinct, us humans. This is my theory. Like dinosaurs, they went away. They dominated the population, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we dominated.
So right now we are the top,
right?
The tier, obviously.
Apex.
You know that, right?
Okay.
But then there's gonna be an era or a period where I feel that these humans are gonna be gone. And it's going to
all of them.
So not so. Are you
like
are you more of a alien
stuff.
Invasion or cyborg invasion?
Something's gonna invade.
Cyborg. Or zombie.
Or AI invasion.
AI invasion.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna come out. Somebody's gonna be superior after we are.
Yeah.
Who
it's
is they? Who
species.
They is?
Or it's us in the future coming back.
Like time
warn,
cop?
To warn ourselves of some
that's why I got
danger.
Danger.
What a danger.
You saved me?
Don't eat this popcorn.
He is. That's why we're like EpiPen.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, you better do as I say. Throw this at your face.
Oh my god. He swells up. Oh god.
You know, hey, you know, I'm always weaponized.
Oh,
true. Watch out. I take that.
As he's done,
as
he's taking you out, bro.
Oh, weaponized. I have a story.
Tell the story. How do you tell the story?
So there I was, okay? It was one time, and he was scheduled to go with us. Basically, in the morning, we would pick him up. It was me, Abe, supposed to be him, and our friend Janelle. To go shooting, right? So long story short, went shooting. After shooting, we got hungry. So we
Remember the story.
We drove ourselves, and this is down south, like Chula Vista area.
Yeah.
You know, we stopped, and it was a place that we've been to, so we knew the area. So there we go. It's a drive-thru or you walk in, right? We chose to do a drive-thru. Okay? This is after. All our guns are in the back.
Yeah.
All of our ammo, all our shit to destroy your ass. Guess what happened? This person behind us, no manners. I've never seen this in my life.
And I hope no one else sees this in their life.
Nobody ever does this ever again. It's so rude. Okay, so we're being helped, right? The window.
Yeah.
The person. So when you get to the window, you pay. Then you're at their mercy until they give you, your
food.
Food.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not cooking that shit.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
hand me mine.
So this person... The guy was driving, and we heard honking. And we're like, why is this? We're like, why is the guy honking? We turn around. It's his girlfriend honking the horn for us to move because they want their food.
But
we haven't even got our food yet. But she's looking at us. She's looking me in my eyes, in my rearview mirror, honking the horn. Like,
just going crazy.
And I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, we just got done. Should I got my shit in the back? You really want to do this? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? The point is, we weren't, but there are people who don't give a fuck and would.
You're always prepared.
No, I'm saying like they have no manners because they don't know who they're fucking with. There could be someone.
Oh, you're saying because you guys could have been bad people.
Exactly.
Condone that behavior.
Yeah.
No, but
so
they
it's
don't
like
know
that's
that.
No
but
matters.
Saying,
like you don't know
who
you're.
What if you ran to the wrong person?
That's
just
well,
like has a
around
boom
out,
done
yeah. issue so.
Done.
And just
sort of say you know I think it's it, it,
ignorance.
It brings, you know I think it brings up that there's a lack
arrogance.
Of there's a lack of authenticity and civility.
Ooh, I love
you know,
that.
To, these days. I mean, and maybe that's just me, the old guy talking. You know, you people, you know. But but really, I think it's, you know sometimes there's that. And if you do have a you know take umbrage or an issue with person, it's like, hey, take that person aside. You know, don't call them out if you don't know them or anything. Why would you like? Because it's just confrontational,
wow.
right?
Don't
all
embarrass
stuff.
Him. Don't embarrass
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. So,
wow.
so like, if I've ever seen, like, you know, something going down with a guy, you know, being abusive, whatever, you know, like, I'm an old guy. I've never got, you know, so far, no fights. I'm happy.
Wait, you've never been in a fight?
No, I've been in lots of fights. I've never lost a fight.
Oh, there
most people think the fight ends in the parking lot. Me, not me. I go for like years.
marathon.
I used to. Not anymore.
It's a marathon.
No, sprints.
You know what it is? It's people are impatient these days. Okay,
they're
very
entitled.
Impatient. Entitled, okay?
Yeah, true.
And
so,
just less, no compassion.
There's no compassion,
no empathy.
And like, it's okay.
No
like,
manners.
It'll be fine.
No
like,
manners.
You know, like, it's.
Yeah.
But you
it's
know.
Lacking of those.
But
like,
if you do need to say
well,
something.
And what he said.
There's a way to, like, handle it. Like, I'll tell, we have a funny story about a friend of ours. First of all, so if I have to say something to someone, I just go, hey, come here for a second. I mean, I may not know the person, you know, I'll go, hey, come here for a second. And so you're not, they're not in front of anyone, it's not called out. I go, you know, I go, hey, it's never too late to take the opportunity to be a gentleman. And it's like, they're so stunned at the time about what the fuck did that guy mean? But then, you know, just whatever generally sort of subsides. Sometimes there's bouncers, they escalate things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a friend, a friend named Doug, you know, Doug, you know, our friend Doug, but anyways, this is when I was still in a wheelchair, cruising around playing pool. And Doug picks me up, takes me out, and on the way down to the to go play where we're going to play pool at, Doug goes, Kevin, what's it called? What's it called when you get kicked out of a bar forever? And I'm all, it's called 86, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
He's all, 86? I'm like, yeah, it's called 86. And he's all, oh, okay. So we get down there, and there's this big guy. And he's yelling at this other guy, you know, these two black guys, you know. But Doug's like, why are two black guys fighting? You know, this is like not good. So Doug's
this is not good.
But Doug,
one be fighting himself.
No, you should be fighting other people, not yourself. Now. So Doug goes, hey. He goes to the big bouncer. He goes, hey, you're escalating the situation. The guy's all, Doug, you shut the fuck up, Doug. Doug, you back off, Doug. And Doug's all, what? You didn't 69 me? You want to 69 me? Go ahead. 69 me in front of all these people right now. You didn't He's not even saying 86.
He's not saying anything. He's telling the bouncer, are you going to 69 me out of the bar?
You get tagged on the register.
Oh, man,
it
was
so hilarious, man.
He's like, oh, no, that's gross. No. He's like, oh,
yeah, 69 right here. Yeah.
Oh, what was that move? Oh, you ever watched Blue Mountain State?
Oh, yeah.
So when he's like, you want me to suck your dick? Like, and Bugs like, whoa, what the heck? He's like, yeah, let me suck your dick.
Oh, no.
You're so, man, it's so weird.
So,
and like, the bar is chanting, suck his dick, suck it.
They, no.
But when I told Doug, I go, 69, not 86. He's like, I didn't
know.
Whoa.
Oh, you can't take that one.
And they're both big guys. These are big
yeah.
men.
Yeah.
They say, what? Do you want a 69 me?
Hey. Go ahead, 69 me.
Try
to 69 me.
Try to 69 me.
Oh
my
God.
You
just can't correct
yeah.
that.
Oh, man. That shit is.
Nah, you just gotta own it at that point.
Yeah.
No, you totally do.
Yeah. Totally.
100% is own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Went from aliens to.
69,
bro. Damn.
Wow. Oh, so I told them about our last podcast and the little conspiracy theory about jumping on the bed. They have more take on it as well.
Oh, yeah, the Mormon ship.
Oh, what is soaking?
Give a background. Background on the whole shebang.
Yeah, you guys were
about
talking about it.
Okay, so Mormons are not allowed to partake in anything like that pertains to pleasure.
Well,
like,
farming,
it's
no
not
farming,
like,
no
it's farming. Not that simple, but like in
right.
simplest
Were
terms.
Were you Mormon?
No, I just I've got a lot of Mormons, and I just like I watch a lot of documentaries.
Gotcha.
But,
I was like wondering, maybe she's an escaped Mormon, bro.
Right? Yeah.
You're not Mormon? We can't.
But they like can have caffeine. Or
nothing
stuff,
wrong with Mormons,
yeah.
though. God, like.
Right.
All these
love for everyone.
No sex before marriage.
No
bad
love.
But like no.
I thought
Well, it's against the religion.
No docking the.
I thought it's no, but JJ, no penis, you know, but
no,
other,
but
other
JJ,
parts,
no,
you know,
no, it's just no sexual intercourse.
Yeah, well, look at
the
Christian faith. You're not supposed to. You're not
okay.
supposed to have
so,
sex out of marriage.
So anyway, so what they do as a loophole because they're.
Ooh, a loophole.
So
shh.
He will insert her. The man will insert himself into the woman. Like
he'll
laying.
Put his dick inside her.
Yeah.
But
he'll penetrate her.
All right.
Laying on top, laying on top of each other, like belly to belly.
Yeah.
You know, face to face.
Yeah, we getting it on, you know?
And so that's called soaking, because he's just in there soaking.
Oh, they're just laying.
Nothing's happening, because you're not allowed to, like, thrust or hump. But it's not a sin to just be in there chilling.
Is that a sin just to be in there
and then,
chilling?
And then,
yeah.
Wait.
And then you jump
and
on the bed.
Someone else jumps on the bed for you.
That's
how they get away from it.
So that's what
the
term was called.
Movement,
it's called soaking.
Someone else jumping on the bed and making
just,
it move.
I want to appreciate. I want just to appreciate. It's not a sin just to slide in and chill in there.
And have like
that
have
was
a,
amazing.
And have like several Japanese.
I mean, yeah,
schools,
it is.
High school girls.
Obviously,
jump
obviously.
Down
it's
down
a dumb way around it,
yeah.
but
in
that's
it,
funny,
right?
You know,
big
people,
God, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's loopholes to everything.
Well, it's
because
sounds
crooked to me.
In recent news,
like, no,
BYU has had a recent outbreak of lice. Particularly in armpits.
That's gross. Oh, people are fucking armpits.
Yes.
You talked about that.
Armpit fuckers.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, they fucking armpits.
No, it'd be crabs, not lice, guys.
Wouldn't that be crabs?
Or
crabs.
There's
crabs in armpits in where?
It was at BYU, Brigham Young University.
That's it was
the
Utah, right?
Utah.
Yeah.
I heard the story that.
Man, that's so
gross.
We gotta stop talking over each other.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Who's talking? Kevin, go.
No, I heard, well, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, we don't know what's false and what's whatever, but I heard that it was okay. It was also not penis to vagina, but JJ. You know, penetration.
All holes
are
fair game, except.
Any other hole you're okay with.
That's what I believe.
No,
but
it's crease or any crease.
I never heard about that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think with Mormons, you can't go into a hole.
What?
Oh.
Oh,
a crease,
man.
Huh?
What?
Wait.
I don't know. I give them a lot of, like,
ingenuity.
Hold on, go.
Oh, Oh, sorry. I was just saying, I give them props for ingenuity and creativity.
That's
like,
weird.
You
that's
know,
like not ingenuity.
Like, you can't stop.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not kidding this, guys. I don't understand
what?
This. Abe, let's reenact it, Abe.
Fuck his armpit.
Do you have a razor for Abe's armpit?
Slap some lotion in there, bro.
Puts the lotion all on the skin.
I'm always like your armpit.
Bro, dude, that's probably a fetish too. Probably a lot of people are into that.
I'm sure Abe has it.
Dude, oh my gosh, yes, there is.
Dave, I'm all into your armpit. I get his old t-shirts on.
And then sell it on eBay.
He's gonna volunteer an armpit.
Volunteer an armpit.
Oh, that's funny.
Armpit for sale.
Oh my gosh, how much is an armpit?
I didn't realize my podcast became like an OnlyFans, bro.
So
now we're gonna be doing armpit like stuff, man.
Hey,
dude,
he's gonna blow
you never
up
know.
Real fast though.
We're gonna make tons of money, guys. Just videos of people fucking armpits. Yeah. Easy money. She said right here.
Hey, so one thing, right? We were
Okay, yeah.
So we were eating, I think, somewhere in Little Italy, right? And so Abe goes, I kind of feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of content creators. But he didn't say it in a derogatory way.
Bunch of content creators?
Content creator,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt like he was surrounded by
that
thing. And but the thing is, so nowadays, if you really think about it, it's a wonderful concept.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're exchanging, oh my god, by the second, by the millisecond. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it's being blasted off.
Ideas,
yeah.
Like, to, and it's serving as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't know how to cook,
you can be anywhere.
Or do anything.
Or learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not on anybody's time.
Acquire anything.
Yes, the internet.
If you have
like,
the right means.
Well, yeah, information is at the tip of your fingers.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who grew up from the, you know, AOL to the,
to the
birth of the internet, you know, was, I was actually.
I remember the birth of the internet.
Yeah, so. I would say, you know, with having all that knowledge and everything we can have access to way back then. You know, the only thing I ever learned about was Pornhub and garage sales, you know?
Pornhub and garage sales.
Hell yeah.
Tell what you want.
Yeah. Wow. The heart wants what the heart wants.
We'll let you be. Yeah. We'll let you be.
Wow.
Woo! Counters all. I keep your
game. Hey, so guess what? Back in the day, I'd get a phone call. My friend would call. You know, back in the day when you can't have like an internet line and then somebody calls and interrupts.
Or if you have two, you have to have two lines.
Or you can't be on the phone. Look,
yeah.
There were so many rules. That's crazy how we've evolved.
I know, remember, like kids today don't have to talk to their friends' moms on the phone before they talk to their friends.
Yeah.
Like we had to ask our like friend's mom, hey, is so-and-so home?
Come yeah, usually.
Oh my
text.
God.
Yes.
I have.
Like,
I remember that.
I don't even think about that.
No. Yeah, you'd be like, hey, mom,
you
cool with me spending the night?
You
know, landline.
To talk to them and like, hi, Mrs. Like, depending on the parent, like some parents were more strict.
Yeah.
Like you had to be more polite with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mrs.
You had to sweet talk your mom if you wanted your friend to stay the night at your house.
See,
wow.
I
had
a phone line from an early age, and so I would pretend I was other people's parents. They call them. Call me, you know, so-and-so. Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, Mr. Here.
Yeah. You go and bring them on over now.
Really? We'll have her back in the morning.
Damn. Well,
you know, it's a cool group of people. I mean, I do believe it's like birds of a feather, you know?
What?
Well, no, so go have, like, I think. Oh, we all vibe really good together.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. You're talking like...
Luke,
conversations are like super easy with like... When you're all like kind of like-minded and you all mesh
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we're going off each other. Like, we don't even... Like, people are probably like, what the hell are those people talking about? But you're intuitively wrong.
But, dude, that's why half the people listen to things is just to like listen to me like, what the fuck? Or some
stuff,
people
though.
Like to look
it's
and like learn
though.
Stuff. Yeah, you,
the things
you
we talk
learn,
about, you're like, wow, I didn't know that.
Hey, you learn weird. People now know what soaking is.
Yeah.
That is new information.
The more you know, I think knowledge is
the more
knowledge
you know.
Power.
The more you know.
The well-aware you are, the better.
Yeah.
Right? So make sure that, hey, you don't have to know everything, but if you're aware and you're looking around and you look here and it's like you know who's behind you, you know where you're at. Like
the cat.
You know
what sits in the corner,
you're
no
well
one
aware,
can see
like,
behind him.
Yep.
Who's around
see
you?
See
what's
see
your surroundings?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
like that.
The more you drink, the more you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, you can learn a lot in a bar.
Oh yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
A lot in a bar.
Oh, we've learned a lot, man.
Yep.
We've learned a lot.
Learned a lot
at our local bar.
Oh yeah,
lessons are learned. Yes.
Lessons were learned, but never remembered.
Yeah. Nope.
Well, yeah. That's
no.
The
yeah. That's how, yeah.
Lessons
oh my gosh.
Learned.
Yes.
And then the lessons get retaught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes
learned.
A few times for it to stick.
Yeah.
We never got too much trouble.
But it takes practice.
Yeah.
So
you got to keep going at it.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Never. Always go for another drink.
What a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Drink your way out.
Drink your way out. You're either leaving on
so
both your feet or being carried
right?
out.
When now?
Yeah.
So you either go out on your two feet or get carried out.
Oh.
Either way, just...
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever, I've ever been like carried out of the bar.
Carried out.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
you remember.
See, that might have been a lesson learned, but never forgotten, never remembered.
Run it back. No.
No.
What were you saying on your 21st?
Oh, on my 21st birthday. Okay, so I knew I was legal to drink.
Hell
I felt
yeah.
some liberty. And I was there at the bar and I did not know what to order. I said, Red Bull vodka, please.
Nailed it.
One Red Bull vodka. That's all I knew to order.
Perfect.
That's all I want. Because you know, it was really, I mean...
Well, I mean, but I was there, and then I was like, okay,
like,
oh, two liquor cocaines.
I'm saying it saying in regards to, like, what I, you know, knew
yeah.
to get. Like, I was
yeah.
just like,
well,
I
remember being,
that.
Like, young.
The OG
all
way.
I knew to get at the moment. And then my knowledge expanded to green tea. Green tea, lemon, lemon drops.
Russian
lemon
hookers.
Drops.
Mm-hmm.
Russian
birthday
hookers.
Cake shots with the lemon
and
sugar.
Oh, I never had that.
Liquid cocaine.
I don't think I've ever had that either.
Oh, amazing.
What, birthday cakes?
So, Frangelico, hazelnut liqueur.
Yeah.
With lemon vodka. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolute,
mm-hmm.
absolute mandarin
oh,
vodka.
Sorry. Absolute mandarin vodka. Shake it in the thing, pour it out, take your lemon,
yeah.
add some sugar, drink the shooter,
mm-hmm.
have the lemon with the sugar.
Are you sure
it
I haven't made
like,
that for you, bro?
It tastes like.
Probably. I don't remember. I guess I drank it for God.
Well, I guess we need to go, teach you another lesson.
Yeah.
Like
you're a mixologist. You're
a
good, yeah, you're a good mixologist.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Like, it's. It's like citrusy,
mm-hmm.
but yet like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Just like me.
That's what I was
damn.
Gonna say.
I know, I want to take it from you first.
Thanks.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's funny. So, what? Wait, wow, we've talked about a lot. I'm like, no, how do you go from aliens to Mormons?
Dude, just look up and just let them
know. Oh, yeah, I know. I feel like you have this galaxy.
It's not a big jump.
Aliens to Mormons?
It's not a big jump. It's not a big jump.
Yeah.
There are aliens involved.
Hence the spaceship.
How are aliens involved?
I don't know. I'm still learning.
Yeah, I got a couple documentaries, though.
Yeah,
I
but
watch
they, like, something about...
Wait, are we talking about aliens or...
Yes.
Like, both.
Mormons.
Okay.
Have some, like, their lore has some...
Sort of
like
their lore?
Christianity.
Lore,
L-O-R-E.
Oh, lore.
Angels, wait, angels come from the heavens above. You know, I mean,
so you're saying angels are aliens?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that everyone, you can look at aliens.
Oh, you're saying people could believe that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Things they know how to interpret.
Oh, yeah, that, okay.
I'm talking cheek about it, but, you know, just as with... There, you know, anyone's religion, you can look at it from an outsider's perspective and go, that's interesting. You know?
No.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
we all have
well, our... that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
They look at religion as very interesting,
yeah.
just like, I don't know,
or
believe in whatever you want to believe. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Exactly.
And it's okay.
You know,
yeah.
isn't
okay.
it funny that I think we all believe, right? We all believe that? I mean,
no,
you,
and
yeah.
that
you know,
there's,
like,
some, there's something.
But think about it. I mean, if you have whoever up, is up there, but we're talking about just the people around, you know, in the world, right? So whatever path you're on,
mm-hmm.
It's all leading to the same place. I mean, I can't think that there's one good thing, one good road, and one, you know, right?
We don't know.
It makes sense.
Are you saying, like, heaven and hell?
No, I'm talking about...
Just like,
no,
when you die, we're all just going to the same place.
I'm just talking about the different religions. Like, so say Catholic versus Judaism versus, you know, just put them all, like...
They all have the same, like, mission statement.
No matter what you follow or anything, I mean... Don't you think all the roads are going to come together at some point?
They converge.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, dude. I literally just talked to my grandma about this on the phone today.
Yeah?
About, like, this, there was this, my little brother was actually the one that pitched me this theory that he had. He's like, bro, he's like, so, if God is this all-powerful being.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, and he knew there's going to be all these different cultures and stuff. And not all of them are going to get, like, along or anything. So why wouldn't this all-powerful God visit each of these cultures in a way that they would understand? So that's why, like, he came in Asia as Buddha. He came to like, the Jews and all that. Well, Jews don't believe in Jesus. For Jesus Christ coming in, like, that. But, like, he has all these, and they all just lead to him. Like, there is only one God, but... And all, like, he just, like, it's like,
exactly
it's like he,
it. Yeah.
Like, spoke different languages to each of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, I'm going to come in a way you're going to understand this. But it's ultimately, because they all have the same message.
Basically,
like,
the one guy is the interpreter to the rest, because he speaks all the languages.
Well, yeah, like, he just.
I mean, yeah, so, no, I was exactly where I was going. And, there's an old parable in the Bible, isn't there, about... They asked about, like, why... his barn's burning down. And he's trying to get the animals out of the barn, but they're not listening to him, like, the horses and the... And, you know, he's, oh, dear God, you know, I want to be able to speak to them. He's all, that's why Jesus Christ, you know, came down, I mean, for our Christianity, let's say, came down so he could speak our language to us. And then, you know, it's the same thing, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, anyways.
So, in terms of diets, maybe different dialects? Is it like what you're saying?
Well, just
different
cultures
need to hear
it different, you know, from someone they can understand. Mm-hmm. But
different interpretation.
Yeah, but, you know,
corner.
Just, yeah.
Same meaning and belief, but then goal in the end, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think it was that way. I mean, who knows?
That would be great. That would be awesome.
I'd rather come together and look at the things that we have similarities with versus, how are we different?
Yeah, no, totally.
Well,
I like that.
100%. World peace would be able to be accomplished, guys.
There you go, dude. No, you said it right, man. That's it, dude.
No, it's never gonna happen. I mean, like realistically, that'd be just. I mean,
we just have to believe.
I am
all for believing for the coming together of society, but
I'm also realistic. I understand. I'm the same way.
And
I'm
also, doesn't it say in the Bible that, you know, when everyone comes together, that's the end of the world right there? The one world government, that's the sign of the end times, bro. So do you want that, bro? That'd be the end of the world.
Hey, after I'm gone, it's no problem.
how about all this world peace stuff happen after us, you know?
Yeah. But world peace can happen without that one world government.
I mean, are you talking about everyone, like, signing peace treaties and shit?
No, I'm just talking about that's the whole point of it being separated.
What?
You know, religion and government, that's the whole purpose, you know? Like, if you just...
Say that is true, so, okay...
No,
the Bible say okay. So you gotta say the Bible is true, right? So,
oh, I'm not even saying that.
If everyone comes together, that's a sign of the end times in the Bible.
Oh, that's what.
So
that's
if
that's
it's
what,
true, and then the end times.
Oh,
start coming,
I see. From the Bible standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I see.
So, do you like everyone coming together would be a sign of the end time, and then everyone would have to find out if it's gonna be true or not. So that'd be a weird way to test like if the Bible was true or not. Like, what if you were like, hey, everyone, Let's just do this real quick.
Just to see.
Just to see what happened, bro.
Fucking floating island, man. Get real, man. You know what? It's like, we already got through religion, sex. Now we're going to get to politics problem.
I said politics.
I don't want to do politics either, man.
Fuck that.
Wait. We're crossing all the boundaries.
Yeah.
Nothing's left.
It's checklist.
Checklist.
Yeah. What up? Oh, yeah. So just right across the hall.
I left the lid down.
Sorry. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that Benadryl.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, dude. I didn't know you were allergic to cats. I'm sorry,
yeah,
man.
I'm crazy allergic to cats.
So cats, peanuts.
Other type of nuts, we don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Other type of nuts?
No, so no armpit nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you allergic to armpit nuts?
Or no other nuts. Just you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to. what do you call it? Bagging? What is it? Teabagging.
Teabagging?
Yeah. Which of those nuts do?
I'm allergic to teabags.
Teabagging.
That's funny.
Damn. You know, you have to go shoot with this, Zach.
Shooting?
Yeah.
I'm getting ammo, bro. I'm loading up so we can go again, man.
Yeah, dude, when are you guys going next?
It's going to be either end of March or beginning of April. Like, the week before, what's that called?
Intermission?
Easter. So that.
Oh, you're going Easter weekend?
Somewhere in that time frame.
What date is that?
No, just somewhere in that time frame. Like, from the end of March to...
Oh.
Easter, like that's...
Oh, okay. Oh, if we plan for like a Friday or a Saturday, I'll totally go with you guys.
Saturday will work.
Hey, you know what? Steel Panther. We should have.
I already told you about Steel Panther. Did you get your ticket?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about Mustache Bash?
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Hey, we'll talk
about
that.
Yeah, is that... Wednesday night we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me where
did you look it up?
I did. I'm already looking for something to wear.
So do we have to buy tickets for it, or?
Yeah, I got you. We'll figure it out.
Bet.
Okay. You gotta go. Yeah.
All right, so we just buy tickets. Okay. Well, either way, so, and then,
'70s,
and then, you told me I have to, like, grow a mustache.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grow, like, a 70s
police that mustache!
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah.
How much are the tickets?
$100 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. We can just throw it.
It starts like a 2.
2 to 11.
11, yeah. Like 2 to 11 is a long day. It's like a festival type thing.
Gotta power through it.
Yeah.
Disco.
Where is it at?
It's at the pavilion.
Port? Embarcadero, right?
What?
It's right there by the new...
Atlas
Brigantine, by the bow of that area.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Atlas.
No, it's the gate. Yeah, but open the gate for him.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw it. I'm already looking for a suit.
Stop crying.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Hey.
A suit?
A suit?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
To wear, for the what's it called? The mustache patch.
Yeah, I got you. I have some.
Should I grow my mustache out, Bam, or should I buy one?
Grow it out?
Natural? Natural mustache? Okay. My mustache goes. I shave this shit daily. Like
I got the killer shirt for you and bell bottoms. I got the shit, man. It's the 70s, big time.
There he is. I believe you. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we can. Oh my god, I just thought about that.
He just can't help himself.
Yeah, I
know. That's right.
There he is.
He just can't help himself.
No, he sees an open spot. He's gonna steal it. Yeah.
He's like, where's my
spot? She didn't realize she had to call a seat check against Atlas.
Yeah.
She didn't realize he'll swoop in and take it.
Yeah.
Or he'll lay under the table sometimes and just kick it.
He's such a cool dog.
Yeah, me and my dad...
He's a kangaroo from this end right now.
My little brother did a podcast episode last week and he was just passed out in the middle of the couch the entire episode just asleep.
What were you guys watching?
No, me, my dad, and my little brother. We did a podcast episode last week.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah. Which, I gotta edit and post that, like, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'll post that tomorrow morning.
Hey, bub.
You're just sniffing around. You smell food, bro. He's like, bro.
Look at that.
And ice.
I know, dude. He's the fucking best. Oh, my gosh. We've always gotten lucky with dogs. Like my entire family gets super lucky with just great dogs.
Look at our table. Look at the kangaroo for the table.
No, you know,
I could see
some
just
like
the back of them,
like a kangaroo wolf mix.
He has a big old tail. This is a color.
Kangawolf?
Kangawolf.
Wolf Kangle?
Kangle.
I don't remember, he's allergic. Nuts.
Oh.
Take
these away.
This is definitely not a nut free zone.
Yeah.
This corner.
Okay.
I'm gonna block this bull. Just don't get it. Stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him at bay.
Dang.
Well, deep in some conversations.
Yeah, I mean, do you have anything pressing on your soul, Kevin, that you're like, I need to talk about this, or like, I need Zach's opinion on this?
Zach, I need your opinion on everything. Okay, you know, it's fresh, it's unique.
It's fresh, it's unique.
Yeah.
What is it, like an ad, like commercial?
Hey.
Yo, Zach's,
hey,
Zach's opinions, they're
hey,
fresh.
Zach's podcast.
And
unique.
They're unique.
Like a body spray.
I'm not quite sure what the podcast is.
Floating Island
Zach
Essence.
Really
all packed in one perfume bottle.
I like
to
smell it, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. You know, we'll have your own scent, too. That's a good idea.
No.
Your own scent. We're going to have your own fashion line.
And on the back of the label will be just like a little bit of like my opinion on stuff.
Yeah.
Random opinion.
Yeah,
random,
random opinion
is
on
that,
stuff.
Is that, isn't that like a fortune cookie though? Like it has like a little thing, a little bit of...
Yeah, kind of,
different.
But it's on a,
I like
it's on a spray, yeah.
But with, yeah,
yeah,
a little more...
Thinking,
but it's my
I'm
opinion.
I'm thinking of a Savage 50 type thing for you. Yeah, we're gonna find a whole...
He just loves
puppy.
You.
You just tell he's a puppy. He's lovely.
Yeah, he's just two. Crazy.
You
should have saw him when he was a, like a baby baby.
Going for the armpit. He's going for the armpit. He's going for the pit.
He's going for the pit.
He's going for the pit.
He's
going for the pit. He said you. He said you sacrifice.
You said you donate an armpit.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I said donate an armpit. I was a big ape shoes armpit. I've been looking at it for a long time.
Oh,
you know,
man.
But you know what?
He's
the chain continues. Wait,
yeah,
the chain continues.
Yeah, big
yeah. Like, he's all, okay, I'll shave my armpit for you. For you? Yes,
for
I will.
You?
Yeah.
Whoa, good. Whoa.
Yeah, just laid.
That is like the most killer dog.
Yeah, he did his guest appearance. No, like, peace
well,
out.
Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, Bubba. Yeah.
Maybe when
you
we go sleep together tonight,
we
soak together.
Huh? What?
I slept with the dog.
Did you just say me and you
gotta
soak?
No,
I'm
a dog.
When you and Atlas snuggle together,
we're gonna soak
someone's
together.
Gonna get soaked.
He's gonna soak your
he's
dog.
He's gonna soak.
Hey, like super soaked.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
But I had the backpack soaker, the big, I had the big boss soaker.
Why is my dog on
I had these soaking motherfuckers, dude.
Did someone spill something
of
Coke on him?
Oh, no, he just got soaked.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, but for real you did. Okay.
Oh, but for real.
Oh, I'm back. Oh,
yeah,
that's
look
wow.
At this guy. Oh.
I need another.
You need another what?
It's getting crazy in here. A little more weed.
Always.
The thing there's that handy dandy.
Yep.
Utensil.
Oh. Everyone has theirs. Everyone has theirs ready.
Yeah, mine. Thank you.
What is that?
You might not like it.
I think you'll like it.
I don't know. It's smooth.
Put it in your armpit. Just try it.
Yeah, put it in your armpit.
You want me to blow it in your armpit?
I'll tell you what.
Oh, he's like,
well, soak it first.
He's like,
oh, soak it first, and then.
Who used to make their armpits do that?
Hey, oh, yeah, that's what you have. That's a mating call.
Oh, it is a mating call, see? It made perfect sense why they did it.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mating
call. The armpit was calling them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was, you know what? It was dry, but then it got very moist, as the baby called it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a song that was never heard before. It was curious. It was a bewitching sound.
Speaking of witching sound, have you guys ever heard like a fox howl? That it sounds like witches like screaming
really?
Or crying. It's
like
no, it sounds like like what you think a witch
yeah.
would sound
this
like if they're screaming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
just
scary,
okay.
But you
right.
keep wanting to hear it
like
because you're like, I've never heard that fucking sound
like
before.
Or like cats, when cats get like cats make crazy noise too, like at night, they're like in heat and stuff, like wow. Yeah.
Like they're getting it?
They're getting it all.
Yeah, well,
dude, the Oreo popcorn is fire.
Is it?
I've heard that sounds like,
Oreo popcorn.
I'm a snack. Oh, I can smell it. It smells good.
Bro, who would have thought Oreo popcorn?
Neighborhood Stray Cats just...
Wow.
No, but it sounds loud.
Well, because cat sex is aggressive.
Wait, what? What did I miss?
Cat sex.
That was the best kind of sex.
Cat sex or aggressive?
Aggressive sex.
Okay, got it. Making sure.
We're talking about in the middle of the night, early hours of the morning. Oh, yeah,
like 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh, that's peak hours.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know
that's,
what it is.
That's
peak,
peak
hour.
Screeching hours.
I'm going to hurt your armpit. No.
Those are the freaks hours, yep.
I'm going to pound your armpit.
No, I think it's a coyote.
The cats sound like...
It does not. Like, maybe
well, that's just Abe. That's Abe and Kev wrestling.
Armpits only.
Armpits
only.
Shit.
A sound you've never heard before.
A sound you've never heard. The melodious. Wonderful sound.
Wow. I think I'd kill myself.
Hey, my mom always said you should try at least everything at least one time.
My mom said twice.
I'm only like that with food. Like, I'm willing to try everything at least once when it comes to food.
Yes.
But
food
that,
drink.
I think I can pass for the rest of my life now fucking an armpit.
Yeah. No food, I won't try anything. Anything else, I'm okay.
Dude, I swear now, one day deep in the future...
Oh, yeah, I'm...
I'm gonna be getting it on, bro, and I'm gonna look at a girl's armpit and be like, yo, you mind if I just, you know... Like
and then
just
have, bring us back and let us know how it went.
Yeah. She's gonna be like freshly shaved, and I'm gonna be like, we're gonna be like in the shower. I'm gonna look at and be like, yo, I don't know why, but
can you get her knees, but give me your armpit.
You don't even have to use your mouth. And she's like,
but
what?
I still want you to look up at me while I'm doing your.
Oh yeah, yeah. I
see.
If you know what, hey, before we go for this, I'm gonna ask for Abe and Kevin to help out for a second.
He's having ideas later.
Yeah. Don't start something.
Oh
either.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh wow.
Atlas, let me see your armpit.
What the fuck? No, Kevin. No.
No means no.
He's a beautiful dog.
I know. But no.
He is a great dog, man. I just love him. So awesome.
Oh.
He's got that great little you know, like.
Oh, his look with the one ears and everything.
Yeah,
his prison
look, and he's smarter than hell.
He looks friendly, with his ears.
He is friendly.
I know. Can't you believe you were so scared of him when you first got here? Can you believe that?
2 minutes to just warm up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that beeping is just someone saying like someone's by your car right now.
Yeah, yeah. Something's going on.
Damn.
See, it tells me.
Tells you where they are? Does it tell you where, like, if they're touching it?
Yeah,
it looks like that what it was. Oh my gosh, you like. Where you had, like, that little animal you had to take care of?
It's like a Tamagotchi.
It looks like a Tamagotchi.
This is my live action Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's like a fucking Tamagotchi.
Yeah, tell me if the door's trying to get open, all sides, everything, yeah.
I feel like that about myself.
See?
That's funny.
Dude, I had to, bro. I like, because you see that shit in the movies. Like, oh, next day you find your car on blocks in the hood. This is, you know, not in the hood or anything, and I find my truck on fucking blocks. Like, that's why I had to get this fucking alarm, dude.
Well. Hey, at least you learned.
Someone lost their spot. Mm-hmm.
I had a Nano, I had
to have
a Tamagotchi.
Yeah,
I had like 5 bikes going at once.
Yeah.
Do you have them all in the keychain?
Oh,
yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
You knew
Don't
it.
Look at me that way.
You knew your seat was gone.
I knew it. That's okay.
And then they look at you like, what?
He's all, what?
What's
wrong
with you? No, it's not me. I didn't do anything.
I
didn't do anything wrong.
I reckon do that.
I want you to play.
Oh yeah, Uncle Kevin's here. You got a license, a dog license.
There you go. He gave you your spot back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's respect.
Boy, because he's not sitting on you now.
Alice, come on, come up here.
Don't be shy.
Yeah, you come up here. We're all family here.
Not yet.
come up here.
Yeah.
We're not here.
I'm not
over
here.
Come on, Atlas. Come on.
Hey,
over
here. Hey, family.
No, they're not over here.
They There you go, puppy. There you go.
Good boy.
Yeah. He's really what makes the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, hey.
That's too hard.
He didn't mean to.
Yeah, no.
Hey.
He didn't mean to.
Calm play, calm play. He's all calm, puppy.
You're quite excited. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I thank you for the kisses. Thank
you. There you go.
I forgive
Say
you.
Sorry.
I forgive you. You cool too.
He's the meat of the sandwich.
He's the meat, yes, he is.
So the man that won the most largest sum of money from the lotto.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That one that just hit like just this year, right?
Yeah.
Somebody won that
California,
big
the billion
right?
dollar.
A lot of money. But obviously a lot of taxes are also removed, right?
Yeah,
he got like he got like
also,
it was still like $790 million he got out of it.
I'll still take it, I mean.
Right? But
anyhow,
yeah,
anyhow,
I'll work with
yeah.
that.
If he got it a week.
I can finally buy my spaceship.
God, it's not enough.
Damn. Oh, that's funny.
This guy made, he made a big purchase, and it was actually...
It was for a house. It was like,
for a house,
it was like $25 million, right?
For a house that's sliding off a cliff in Malibu. Why
yeah.
would you
I
do that?
I saw that. Sorry.
I guarantee you they have support
you know.
Systems.
Doesn't matter.
You know that area.
Still going down. You can't get insurance on that.
You
a
know
spaceship
it's
slime. Shaped like an armpit.
What if he just sells it before it slides down, though?
It's going to slide. That area?
Yeah.
That
yeah. Aerodynamic.
It's only a long
it's
time,
like,
though.
No.
Yeah,
it's
like
now.
No.
Yeah.
Soon.
All this rain that's coming down right now
it's
washing
to
all
that
the
idea.
Coastline away.
Wait. Mm. Oh,
I'm
yeah,
saying,
yeah.
The
oh,
reason
yeah.
why I think it wasn't a
maybe,
smart...
Oh, it's just going to fall.
Maybe he'll just sell it right now. He'll just live in
well,
it for a little bit.
See.
He has $780 million. He can spend $25 million and be like, man.
Yeah,
well,
so,
the house
yeah.
is falling off the cliff,
yeah,
and then what?
Like,
what
are you
going to do?
It's
gone.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
Build
a
new one.
Yeah,
build a new
wow.
one.
It's
throw
like,
away.
I threw the house away, and I get another one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, $780 million?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'd laugh
as
what
well,
it
is.
That'd be a waste of
I'd sit in a lawn chair and watch it just slide down.
Yeah,
bad investments, bad moves.
And then just be like,
let's light on, like, let's light on fire.
Because they gotta buy a new one.
Let's light it on
fire.
Do an
episode there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
an episode there.
Yeah, fuck it.
Now we contribute to that.
No, but even on the coast of Encinitas, like you
can't
get
insurance.
Yeah, it's going.
You can't. You have to buy your house cash because you can't get insurance on your house. Because you can't get a mortgage.
Right
you can't
now.
Get a mortgage.
No. Just go to the coast and see.
Well, and I know from here, like you take the one going up to Monterey, like that big sur,
oh, yeah.
it gets closed down too.
I heard the house market was like,
and it's been
right
getting
now.
Closed off and getting back on more often than not, like within the past 10
yeah.
years or so.
In California, the market's always, you know what? Whenever you buy something, it'll go up. It's gonna, you know, no matter.
Yeah.
There's limited space.
Yeah.
It's true.
Until we get to the next planet.
Ava and I lived in North Carolina.
Yeah, you think we should get out of this?
Wait, what?
You're talking about leaving this planet?
We lived in North Carolina, and actually, it was the
what
ocean
years?
Was gorgeous.
What years were
there? Oh, 08 and 09? Yeah.
You were where?
North Carolina.
I was there in
North
Carolina
the
in 98.
Yeah, the 98,
yeah. 99, the I think. No, 97
10
and 99. 10
years apart.
10 years apart.
Who?
You guys
what?
I was living in North Carolina too, but 10 years before you guys.
Oh, nice.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Raleigh,
where would
Carolina.
We drive, right? We would go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, everywhere.
Like,
popcorn
when
you get stuck in between.
Go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, no.
Go to, like, Wilmington.
Hey, did you drive by south of the border where they sell all the firecrackers?
Oh, yeah, we always buy them. Yeah,
I know.
Did you go to Asheville?
Yes, I think so.
Go through it.
Asheville.
On the way back.
You ever
yeah,
see south of the border where they sell, like, all the firecrackers? Isn't that hilarious?
And we buy them, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Huge
we
billboards.
My ex-wife bought, like, so she bought, like probably $400 of those firecrackers there way back when. And this is right before we're getting ready to move, and so she, we're moving out here, you know, everything's packed up, and we're on the plane, and she's carrying all these, what's up with all my suitcases?
I'm gonna blow this fucking place up.
Exactly, I open it, one of them, it's full of all those firecrackers.
Oh my god.
What the fuck do you think you're doing, man?
Oh,
it's like,
I hope she blew it up before.
No, no, no. I go, you gotta like throw it away. You can't be at an airport.
It's like, oh, oh shit.
Hey, this is before 9/11 and stuff, but still, they take a little. They frown upon that.
Anything else would be uncivilized. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I get it.
It's not even packed and hidden.
But I love fireworks, though. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay,
pyromaniac.
You know, when I'm sitting there underneath and it's super, you know, I'm watching, you know, on that special day, it gives me a good feeling. Like, I just feel good, you know?
I like to
or
blow shit up with fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had a Ninja Turtle van. The Ninja Turtle van. And I put a firework behind it and it fucking... Jam, like no shit. I think it was gonna work, but it fucking just it kept it pushing. It went down about like two blocks, just didn't stop.
Really?
Did not
you guys
stop
ever
it.
Know of
you know
those little
bad,
dolls
right?
called boobas?
No, what is
no,
it?
No, what is that?
Oh, they were the creepiest thing. Look boobas up one
Wait,
day.
Wait, say that slowly and one more time.
Boobas.
Okay.
Like
boobas.
Or B-U-B.
Not blue balls.
Not blue. What? No, booba.
B-O-O-B-A.
My booba?
Boobas?
My booba.
Oh my gosh, let me hold on.
Hey, I got booba again.
Boob balls?
No, so it was these creepy fucking dolls, and like you'd click the hand and be like, booba. And then be like, you'd play this creepy music and be like, mmm, 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 mmm. Like it was weird, and we like would blow them up with like fucking fire.
I'd be blowing
so
those up too.
Like our Furbies. Remember we had Furbies? They were the same.
I know Furbies.
Yeah, the same little, not the same, but creepy little machines.
They were so fucking creepy. I don't know how we even found them or got them,
yeah.
But we had three of them.
Furries.
Or something.
Furbies.
But I remember
Furbies.
I was blowing one up, and then
Furbies.
One we
Furbies.
Threw in a
They're
fire
cold.
Pit and just watched it burn, and we like kept clicking the hand until it would stop working, so it was like melting, and it was like...
Basically, it's like Chucky, some Chucky
it
shit.
Was, no, it was, yeah, some really creepy shit, bro. It'll haunt me in my dreams forever.
So when you guys were little, did you guys go through your pyro phase? Like
oh, yeah.
You guys, like, you had fire all the time?
Fire!
Or, like, blow stuff up? So my tell on my explosives is I get, like, a birthday candle, and I take off, I just a little bit of the candle.
These are them. That's what they look like. Bro, that's what they look
oh,
like.
Oh, fuck those, dude. That's scary, dude.
The same.
No, but blue balls, and it's melting. That's scary.
Oh,
that would...
One second, clicked on something. There it is.
Let me see.
That's a blue ball.
Oh, it's like a baby doll head on top of a...
No.
It looks like a Homer Simpson on top
respect,
of a...
I don't
want
to...
That's weird.
Yeah.
It looks like that Grimace from
it was
McDonald's.
It's super creepy.
Yeah,
super
the purple guy.
But with a baby doll head on it.
Dude, they were super creepy.
No,
that's why we would blow them. We would put the big fireworks in the back.
To make sure they blow up.
Not the small ones.
To make sure they don't come back.
Oh, also, we just thought it was fun as fuck. And then you click it, you like light it, and you click that thing and be like, boop, bop. And it's just bumping it, and then boom. And just
nice.
like everything.
Whoa.
Oh, it was great.
That, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
As I should, yeah.
You know, you guys already have the rocketry, like you put, you know, fire rockets and they go way up,
mm-hmm.
with them, you know.
Yeah.
So, like Halloween, I got like those rocketed. Like I was very, I couldn't find firecrackers, so I had to do something. So I got.
You had to blow something up. Fuck.
Yeah, I got this engine.
This is America.
I super glued a straw to it, and then I put a fishing line on across the street, so it would be just above the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I had my, you know, the little. A detonator thing there, and so
you had a detonator. How old were you?
You had
a remote.
It was like a remote because it was off a car battery, and so you put an igniter into the rocket engine, and the rocket engine would fly on the fishing line across the street, going, whoa!
Oh, yeah, fly
yeah,
by.
Yeah, yeah, and it would stay on there and be like, so just scare the shit out, kids. You know? I was nine.
Just to scare the shit.
I was nine, you know.
I love it.
I didn't do it when I was 30. You know,
yes.
But yeah, I mean, if I could get away with it and do it when I was 30, I would. But
can we do that? I want to do that. Can we do that sometime?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
There we go. I'm down.
Go get some blue balls.
We can do that.
Blue balls.
Blue balls.
Can we have a rocketry podcast?
Yeah.
And like we all make our own crazy rocket, and we like fly them up in the air.
Yeah.
Who blows
up the biggest and who goes the highest?
Yeah,
it's like a competition.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it? The Sandlot? Where it was the Sandlot movie where they like bought the like huge fireworks?
No, I don't think it was Sandlot.
No, it's not the first.
Not
it was like the second or third Sandlot.
Oh, I only saw the first one. They lost the ball to the big old dog like Atlas.
I know.
In the backyard.
Yeah. Now, the second one wasn't bad. The third one was trash. Or, I don't know.
No,
what, whichever one, they like some
what were they doing?
Rocket ship and shit.
And they boosted up?
No, it was like instead of a baseball and the thing, so now that backyard is like super big with like, you know, like washing machines and stuff. It looks like a junk wall, but it's huge. So it looks like
it's a junkyard. Okay.
No, well, it looks like it's a giant wall. It looks like it's protecting something big.
Okay.
Because they all have heard the tale of the evil like monster that lives in the backyard. And this kid, this girl's dad, fucking is making a rocket model for NASA about the first moon launch. So he has this huge rocket, and this kid's super obsessed with rockets. And he, like, his dad said, okay, we can launch it together, and you can be there with me. And the kid set it up and waited for the dad, but the dad had a press conference meeting, and then he basically launches it, and it lands in the backyard. And that's, like, kind of the premise of the movie. They have to get that. So it's not a baseball in this one.
They have to go get a rocket?
A rocket, bro. They have to go get it's like a NASA replica rocket before the dad gets back home.
What I'm hearing here is the dad's a gray and the son's half gray.
No, it wasn't a son.
Wait, hey, right?
But yeah, definitely like a fun watch. Not a bad watch. Go ahead, yeah, definitely check it out sometime.
They were on a mission.
Yeah. Houston, we have a problem.
That's that's like the movie Good Boys, dude. Did you watch Good Boys?
I did. That same day we talked about it.
Tell me
it
you loved
it. Funny.
That
it
movie
was funny.
Was
it was a good movie.
They were on. You haven't seen Good Boys?
No, it's about these little kids.
Okay, well, sixth graders. You know they're still learning about sex and just other things like that, but they don't know how to use the terms.
It's
just like, oh, you're gonna 69 me? Like,
oh, yeah.
They don't know the terms, and they're throwing
it
like they know it. And they just get into so much trouble.
Literally.
And they don't know what they're doing.
It's super fun.
But they make it through. They make it through the day.
It was the drone and stuff. Yeah, it was a good movie.
They're like, oh, my dad's CPR doll. It's not a CPR.
Yeah, it's not a CPR. Yeah, it's not a CPR doll.
They're like, what are these? Ninchucks? Like, what is it? Anole beads. And he's swinging them around.
So my buddy is going around his house and he had like a, you know, it's a charity thing. They had the football team from what's the Catholic school? The Dons. You know?
Oh, Cathedral.
Cathedral. So they had all the football kids moving out, you know, boxes out of the house to the moving truck, you know, and they pay the football team to make money. So one kid's moving the box, and it's all, and he goes to there, and he's all, what the fuck? And he opened up, it was a fucking dildo.
Wait, it was what?
A dildo.
Oh.
They're like, what is that aggressive vibrating?
Yeah, what the hell are they?
That was a chainsaw.
Out, and we go, how about? The daughter wants to get
fucking it up, bro.
Imagine the daughter like just mortified, like going, oh shit, man. This
I would never be able to forgive you if that happens.
You walked into your daughter.
I'm saying if it was.
No. Well, it was the parents,
it
you know. It was the parents, but the daughter, which is Cathedral too.
Oh, the daughter walked in on the mom.
No. So the football players, they're moving the boxes, right?
Oh, it was just in a box. Oh, I thought someone walked in on American Pie type shit.
No.
The mom walked in, and the daughter was just like, "Wee!" The mom was like, "What's that aggressive vibration idea?
Let me go investigate."
Let me go investigate.
No. That's a stepdaughter. By the way, and it's right because mom's out of town, a really important business trip.
What?
And you have to take her up to Vegas for the weekend. I'm just giving you guys a corn fucking scenario.
That's funny though, bro.
You know, like, never mind. You know,
I can see the American Pie though. Like a mom walking in and some daughter says, and mom, what the fuck? Knock next time. And then the mom says, okay, I went through that phase too, honey.
You sound a lot like your mom when you said that.
Sound like my mom?
You sound like, no, your mom's so sweet.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's very cool.
She's your best. Dude, when we were at the bar and it was an entire family and gambling, that was funny as fuck.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
That's
good people.
Mm-hmm. That was a good time, yeah.
That was a nice day, I remember that.
She looked at me right away as soon as I
that was their they renewed their vows or something. Right?
Yeah.
Do you join Starbucks off one day? So yeah, my daughter and I.
Yeah, your mom was like, oh, you guys look familiar. I'm like, so it had to have been left, right, center at the bar.
Yeah, we're talking about the gambler.
Or the, what's it called?
Every time.
And then she said she was at Starbucks. Oh, nice, yeah, for sure then.
No, she's not there.
Hey, so what's this tiger?
Tiger blood?
Tiger's blood?
Wait, what? I don't know. I haven't heard. You tell me.
It's for real.
But what is it?
What is tiger? What are you talking about? Drinking actual tiger's blood?
Me and my good friend Charlie, we came across.
Oh my gosh, Charlie
tiger,
Sheen.
Tiger's blood. Hey, let me tell you, it's for real.
It helps you win at life.
Yeah, you're win it.
I will win it.
I love it.
Remember I said those like
I'm going to fucking Mars, man.
Yeah. Oh, right, I'm going to fucking Mars right on top of my goddamn dragon. Okay. What did I say?
Fuck, dude.
That was funny.
He's fucking cool. He went all right. Hell yeah.
Well, didn't Charlie Sheen has AIDS, don't he?
No,
he has HIV that turns into AIDS.
Hep C or something like that, but it's cool now.
He has HIV, bro.
Oh, shit.
Bro, do you see some things he was fucking?
No, I mean,
armpits.
It was the armpits, I'm telling you, man.
Bro, he definitely did some weird shit.
They probably heard it from Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, hold up. Go ahead.
Carne asada fries from Alvaro's in Sabres, like, as soon as you get off the freeway. Mm-hmm. I was just telling her, and I wanted to share that with her.
Yeah. Right? That's the place we went.
Which one?
Where at?
Mexican food place.
So,
no, that's when we went shooting.
Carne asada fries, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Like to order,
I love
like,
carne asada fries.
So we do carne asada fries, fries extra crispy, right?
But where at?
Alvaro's.
It's called Alvaro's.
Saber Springs.
It's just off the exit.
Beginning of Poway.
Oh, does it have that? Is there like a
you have to send me the address
south?
To it.
Okay.
Wait, hey, what
you know Poway Road?
Yeah.
Jay? It's right there. It's when you exit Poway, it's right there by the AMPM.
I suck. I need GPS no matter what.
AAA?
Got you, baby.
I'll get lost, bro.
Yeah. Triple A is there.
I know what you're talking about.
Car wash before.
Yeah,
Alvaro's is good.
Shows.
Yeah.
And they're open really late, too.
24 hours.
24 hours?
Oh, have I been there?
Really? I don't know where to get Mexican food now.
They drive through?
But the place I took you in university, that burrito, my nephew showed me that. That was
for real.
That was good.
The carne asada fish burrito. Man.
You're like, what is this goodness in my mouth?
Rock.
Just
sounds so good.
Shove it. Keep shoving.
Fries extra crispy,
please.
You have to say please always, and you just
always.
Yes, always.
It's just manners.
Always, always.
Good manners.
Please,
always.
Extra cheese, please.
We say please whenever they have guns in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only. Only.
Which could be anyone these
days.
Yeah.
Can we
have why go? Why does he need milk
please?
Though? Oh, it's internal.
He's acting childish, like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Harry, you know.
Yeah, but why was that the first thing you thought of when a guy was acting up in a bar? You're just like, he needs some milk.
Oh, okay. So there's a backstory to that story.
He needs some milk.
Okay.
There's reference.
So I'll tell it real quick.
Well, I know. You're talking about the memes. Like, he needs some milk.
Yeah, because he's on acid.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was acting a fool. Hey, man, you need some fucking milk, bro. That's why. You're tripping. You're tripping.
You
need some milk. That's the reference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that episode? Guy was like tripping by himself.
Look, try to look for it, please. Well,
I got you.
And then the commentary, the girl was like,
looking it up right now.
He tried to grab my ass. He tried to grab me. He needs some milk.
This is live.
Yeah, this is live. It's like a live feed.
Not live right now, but like
it's fucking. So that's where.
Yeah, it was recorded. Somebody was recording these crazy people.
So that's where that milk.
And
if you see those memes, though, you need some milk. Oh yeah,
this
yeah.
Is it.
Okay, play.
But
turn
make
up,
it big.
Turn
make
up.
It big. Make it big.
Oh yeah, I gotta.
Look.
What are you on there, Mojo? You gotta be.
What was that song?
I don't know.
Jay, hold it.
I don't know. That Mojo, bitch.
That Mojo.
That Mojo. Baller, that's that Mojo. That Mojo.
What is he doing, man?
Yeah.
It's called backwards twerk.
Yeah.
Window twerk.
He fuck around and grabbed me. Look at him, he did.
Look at me, he did.
They going to get him something to drink. I ain't going over there.
Man, you can't even wear no fucking underwear, man. It's awesome.
Well, oh, holy cow, it's like 4 minutes.
Listen, though.
I bet that fucking mojo. They better leave that shit alone.
Where does he, like, does he, like,
no,
where does she say it?
She just keeps...
Hell yeah, you get the bad best. That mojo ain't no good. And they making it theyself now. They putting out me too. They
what is this
out
mojo she's speaking
mojo.
Of?
Oh, he needs some milk.
Oh!
He needs some milk.
He
shit,
needs-
I ain't going over there. Grab my ass. He on that mojo, girl.
He on that mojo.
He needs some milk. So that's what. So when you're
need,
so when you're acting up, when someone's acting up, any way, shape, or form, hey yo, you need some fucking milk, bro.
There you
go.
That's
good. That's good. I like it.
I wonder what this mojo she was talking about. He on that mojo, baby.
Yeah, he's like, but not me.
That's like, that's some Austin Power shit. I need to get my mojo back, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe. That's
That's straight up Austin Powers.
Ah.
Oh, speed. Oh, that's not Austin Powers at all.
No, it's Austin Powers. No,
Austin Powers mojo is actually just speed, bro.
No, it's a different kind of. It has many definitions. But
yes.
One of them.
Yes,
the
yes,
only
it,
definition you guys need to do is don't do it.
Yes, it
does, honey.
The mojo.
Don't do the mojo, guys.
Don't do the mojo.
If you do it, you're gonna need some milk.
Need some milk.
I remember on Speed 2 with the boat.
Thank you, man.
I didn't know what mojo did too, but
we
just
do. I love it.
And the mojo,
with the quickness. With the quickness. I love it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
You have to.
He on that mojo.
He got that mojo.
He on grandma's ass.
He gonna grab my ass. I don't want to go over there. He gonna grab my ass.
I am.
You know what he need?
He needs some milk.
You better get him.
He needs some milk.
I didn't know that where it came from until today. The more you know.
That's it.
The more you know.
Is that the name of this episode? The more you know?
The more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Or should we name it,
he
needs some milk.
Like,
he needs some milk.
How'd that come about?
We took like a quick 5 minute break, so like in the audio it's gonna be like this, and it's gonna be like, why does he need milk? And they're gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Until the very end, you just show the little clip.
Yeah,
I love it.
He needs some milk.
See?
Some milk.
Yes.
That's funny. That's a wrap. Oh, there we go. All right.
There you go.
Honestly, yeah, there we go. Well, we can end on it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share my moment when I told that guy that, because it's just...
You're welcome.
No, thank you for sharing.
This is like an Emmy speech right now. I just want to thank you.
Thank you.
You like, look like you're about to start crying. This is huge. I didn't realize being on my podcast was like this big of a deal yet.
Get her a trophy. Figure out something to be a trophy.
Here.
There you go. What the fuck?
Being so supportive.
Welcome.
Making my dreams come true.
I always knew she could do it. At first, I was scared, but then after that, I realized it.
Well, on that note, guys, hey, thank you, all of you, for doing this, honestly. It was a blast having you guys. Yeah, for coming back, Abe.
Yeah, I'm about it, bro.
Honestly, yeah, we're just going to have to do this again. You guys are always more than welcome to anytime. You guys, yeah, just say the word and we'll make it happen.
Like, she's putting my hand over my ear, like, okay.
But alright, well, right on. I guess, you know, this is a wrap. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Peace out, guys.
It ain't.